The Prophet Muhammad, peace and blessings be upon him, he mentioned, Iyyakum wal ghuluw, be aware and be cautious of being extreme in religion. Then he mentioned that indeed, many of the nations that came before us, the followers of the previous prophets, when they deviated away from the path, it was because of extremism.
Okay, so let's deal with, and let's be straight and honest and plain with this. The ISIS, that obviously those cells were created, or there were recruits from Trinidad and Tobago who were involved in the ISIS crisis, should we say. You would label it as you wish. However, that reality existed in that part of the world. And what do you see to that? That's violence, clearly.
Definitely.
So, and what does Islam say about that?
As far as our position in relation to the ISIS crisis, which of course it is a crisis, then our position, if I am going to be categorically clear, in terms of fighting against it, then our fight against it has far, far superseded and preceded the West's fight against Islamic terrorism and against ISIS generally. Our fight against terrorism has begun from the time of the Prophet Muhammad, peace and blessings be upon him, from his death, because he foretold that there would be a fringe group within, from among his followers, who, if you were to analyze them and look at their practice of the religion, then they would apparently appear to be righteous, but they would go in and out of the religion as an arrow goes through its game. And from their characteristics is that they'll be young, is that they'll be foolish, is that they'll be bloodthirsty, that they will not respect the rule of law, that they will take life. And he mentioned a number of characteristics, and those groups we've seen throughout time have appeared and then died. Appeared and died.
So that's prophecy from...
From the time of the Prophet, peace and blessings be upon him.
So ISIS is basically prophecy. So now it's died, so it will rise again at some point in time?
It is inevitably, we're going to inevitably see, it may be in our lifetime, it may not be, but we're going to see groups of extremists that do not establish what the Prophet Muhammad, peace and blessings be upon him.
They are extremists in the Muslim faith that doesn't necessarily belong to ISIS. However, they exist otherwise.
That's right.
You do not condone violence based on the law of Islam. What do you say to those extremists? And how do you, is there any control? Are they driven by their own desires or their own concepts or perception of what Islam or misconception of what Islam is? Or is it that they just have to, I don't know, prophecy, I don't know. You got it.
Yeah. Well, in general, when we're looking at anybody who is extreme in terms of their approach to understanding the religion, then that extremism, first and foremost, has been warned against by the Prophet Muhammad as well in a general manner. We're not speaking here specifically about the ISIS-type extremism. Extremism in all of its forms. The Prophet Muhammad, peace and blessings be upon him, he mentioned, Iyyakum wal ghuluw, be aware and be cautious of being extreme in religion. And then he mentioned that indeed many of the nations that came before us, the followers of the previous prophets, when they deviated away from the path, it was because of extremism. So the Prophet Muhammad, peace and blessings be upon him, warned against extremism emphatically. And we find that present in the Quran similarly. So the affair of extremism then is one that always leads to the harm of an individual himself, and which inevitably goes on to have an intrinsitive an effect upon the rest of society. In fact, there's a verse in the Book of Allah, Azza wa Jal, where Allah mentions, be aware of the fitna or of the trial and the tribulation, لَا تُسِيبَنَّ الَّذِينَ ظَلَمُوا مِنْكُمْ خَاسًا. That does not only affect the one that commits the crime alone. So when we were speaking about the manners in which Islam protects those five things that we mentioned earlier, then part of that protection is a protection against extremism, because extremism in all of its forms is harmful to our societies and harmful to the individuals themselves.
Exactly.
The legislation protects even them from themselves.
My.